going to check out the jury now and ask you what papers you read, what organizations you belong to, and qualify you as jurors. Ask if you've ever seen the defendant before, if you have any prejudices, or if you have any relations on the police department, they're working in the police department, city, local level there. Christopher, finally came around, eh? You'll be surprised that Don Sherwood doesn't know that well, how the hell does that guy get away with all that stuff? So happens that I know a few things about a couple of people at an office, and they're afraid of me. That's about what it amounts to. Hoover and Landon and Patsy Kelly had a freak party at the St. Francis with Fatty Arbuckle. You know that? Do you know that? Not many people know that. Did you know? Do you know that the Fatty Arbuckle thing was in the St. Francis Hotel? Did you know that, dear? You probably don't know about Fatty Arbuckle, do you? Nobody knows what happened to Virginia behind that door. Gads, that ruined his career, though. Virginia Raff, yeah. Christ. You see, up to now, the crimes that I've been involved with, my friends have not rejected me. Up to now, I've been an American officer in a Japanese prison camp. But if the crime were that heinous, then the people would drop you. Bill Tilden. Bill Tilden was busted for looking over the back seat of a car that some kid was leaning over. Something. Bill, we're going to have to cancel the tour. Well, nobody knows about the Northwest. Yeah, but the kid cries coming to court today. Ooh, that was nice, Bill. That was really terrible. You handle King Kong. What's he like off stage? Well, you know, the king. He's eccentric. He's a man who's jaded. He's had everything. He's on a new kick now. He likes to buff buildings. What? Yeah, it's weird. Disgusting animal. He's just terrible. Buildings, and he squeezes planes. Ah, God, disgusting. Whole thing of Kraft having about him. About the decent culture. Whenever I cheat on my wife, I always tell her because I'm an honest guy. I gotta look myself in the mirror in the morning. I can't lie to my old lady. Whenever I cheat on her, I gotta tell her because I like to hurt her. That's why I tell her. I really like to hurt her and confess to her. Sweetheart, I want you to show me this handkerchief with lipstick on it. I cheated on you last night. If you leave me now and take the 8 kids with you, I wouldn't blame you. Get yourself a job in the 5 and 10. Go ahead. Hey, if you love your wife, let me hip you to one thing. Never cop out. They don't want to hear that shit at all. Don't listen to them. They don't want to hear it. They don't know anything about guys at all. They don't know that every guy is like their father. They keep rejecting that. They think about what should be guy, and it's unnatural to forsake all others. In fact, I'll bet you if you really loved your old lady. See, here's one thing I assume that ladies don't know about gentlemen. They don't know that you can idolize your wife, love her so goddamn much, be on the way home from work, have no carnal thoughts whatsoever. Guy's driving along, he has a head-on collision with a Greyhound bus, and 50 people laying dead on the highway, a guy makes a play for the nurse. How could he do a thing at a time like that? I was horny. You were horny, your foot was cut off. I don't check out a cute ass, I got hot. He's an animal, he had a heart on with one foot. I don't know, got hot. You got hot, he's a disgusting creature. You don't know, on the way to the hospital, people were dying, this schmuck was telling the nurse, just touch it once. He was saying that. He was saying it to the nurse, just touch it once. That's what he kept saying, please touch it once. Touch it once, like a moron, he was saying that. Please touch it once or look at it while I touch it. Did you touch it? No, I had a headache. Oh, good, that's all. My wife's a tramp, my ex-wife's a tramp, goddamn bum. I get custody of my kids. You'd assume that any cat who would fight his old lady in court for custody would love his kids. You know what custody means? Get even.
sweet get even. That cunt, she'll never see those kids again. And I'll schlep those kids back and forth, that friggin' tramp. Hey, wait a minute, what do you mean she's a tramp? She go in the woods and roast Mickey's? Goddamn bum, she sleeps with guys. Oh, well, I don't know, she did that shit. Get yourself a nice dyke and you'll be cool. You don't understand, she did it in front of the kids. Well, then she should be shot. Did it in front of the kids. Whew. Christ. Well, isn't the argument that overemphasis of sex and violence on television screws up your kid because in the formative years, what he sees later on he will do? He will ape the actions of the actor. What he sees, this kid later on will do it. So, if this is the case, I'd rather my child see a stag movie over King of Kings. How about you? Do you want your kid to kill Christ when he comes back? That's just in King of Kings. Tell me about that one dirty movie you saw where someone got killed at the end. Slapped in the mouth. Any communist propaganda. What are they doing, the couple? That's that vicious and rotten and dirty. Kissing and hugging? They're doing it. And that's filthy. Because good people don't do it. And gradually you'll breed the good man, the faggot, the homosexual, the misogynist. That's why any chick you take out will tell you, you don't love me, you just want to ball me. I don't, what? You don't love me, you just want to ball me. If you love me, you'd drive me to Wisconsin. You'd punch me in the mouth. You'd read the Bible to me all night, but you wouldn't want to ball me, you wouldn't want to do that to anyone you love. You want to do that to someone you hate. Someone you really want to screw. That's how wild it's gotten. Screw you, mister. Albert Ellis says something pretty wild. He's a semanticist in Columbia. He said that if we would use the term correctly, since it is an act of love, it's sweet Christian act of procreation, use the term correctly and say, instead of screw you, unscrew you, mister. Or I really unscrewed him in business. When I speak of Christian, I have a definite concept of Christian. Jimmy Hoffa. He's a true Christian. More of a Christian than Bobby Kennedy. If it's the Christ that I read about. You see, Jimmy Hoffa hired ex-convicts knowingly, as Christ would have. I assume Christ would hire ex-convicts. Or is Pat O'Brien full of shit? Do you hate you, God? Do you love you, Christ? He got it all wrong, kid, about Christ. He would have cut Castro's nuts out. Well, what about the Christ to Moses? They did return, you know, in 1942. The Jehovah's Witnesses bullshitted and they gave him the wrong date. The Witnesses, they own the 5 and 10. They stand in front selling bennies in those canvas sacks. Wait, that's the same. Jehovah. They came back in 42, then they're going to come back. The shuls have gone, you know. Shuls have had it. Synagogues. What happened? We lost the language. Rabbis now are no longer rabbis. They have no more payas and tzitzis. They have no more gedemta sound. It's a pedant, articulate sound. It's a foreign sound to all Jews. It's, dear, dear, dear. Today on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, someone had the chutzpah to ask me the other day, they said, tell me something, doctor of law. Is there a God? What cheek. To talk of gods. We're not here to talk of gods. We're here to sell bonds for Israel. Remember that. A pox upon you. And Christ to Moses. And Moses broke open 90 mezuzahs, found nothing inside. But the paper says, go ahead, kiss it, it's empty. To New York, Christ to Moses. To New York. This is Chet Huntley with Christ to Moses in New York. We are at St. Pat's, the Jazz Museum. We stand in the back of St. Pat's. We look around with Christ to Moses, and Christ is confused at the grandeur of the interior. The Baroque interior. The Rococo Baroque interior. His route took him to Spanish Harlem. You would wonder what 50 Puerto Ricans were doing living in one room when that statue was worth $9,000. Spellman, played by Ed Begley. Bishop Sheen by Hugh Herbert. Bishop Sheen spots Christ to Moses standing in the back and runs up to Spellman and the lectern. Woo-hoo, it's terrible, 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 terrible. Woo, it's terrible, terrible. Come down here, come down here, come down here. Get back to the blackboard, asshole, and stop bugging me. It's terrible, asshole, you'll see. Woo-hoo, it's terrible, terrible. Never guess who's here. Never guess who's here. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. Who's here? Who's here? Woo, you better sit down. I'm not a name dropper, you know that. Christ and Moses, that's who's here. You bullshitting me where? Standing in the back, terrible. Woo, in the back, where? Don't look at any schmuck that can see us. Which ones are they? Ones that are glowing, glowing. Woo, they're glowing in the back. I can't see them. Christ being the family, what's the mother's name? So nervous to read the book today, too. Is it Mary something? Look on the old progressive calendar in the back there. Get me wrong quickly. What the hell do they want here? Maybe what are the books? You think? Just don't cop out. Don't tell anybody here we'll cool this whole beef ourselves. It's too late. Did you open your mouth? Why, schmuck, here come the lepers. Well, where do they live around here? Whew. Hello, lepers, how are you? I don't touch nothing. What do you want around here? You're going to be that bullshit you read in the Inquirer about St. Francis kissing lepers? Look, put yourself in our place. Who the hell wants to kiss a leper? What are you going to get out of it? You know how you people got it? You didn't put paper on the seat. Ben, her mother and sister had a dose. You want to hear the straight dope? Pick up your nose, your foot, and your arm and get the hell out of here. Don't touch nothing. I'm telling you, St. Francis, you want to know the truth? He danced with two merchant marines with whom the hell out of this parish. Now shape up and get the hell out of here and pick up your bells and your balls or something outside. Hello, Rome. A couple of kids dropped in. Goddamn right you know them. Standing in the back, way in the back. Of course they're white. That's New York City. Mr. Puerto Rican standing in the back. Like, I don't want to hear that crap. This place is filled up. It's getting nuts. It's ridiculous. Like, all I know, I'm getting up to my ass in crutches and wheelchairs here. Up to my ass in crutches and wheelchairs here. Now, in the most sophisticated town, such as San Francisco, where the rejection would be perhaps just Stalt sitting there, when I do anything like this in Milwaukee, how will I work Milwaukee? Why will I work Milwaukee? You see, the whole concept of this industry is look at me more. That's why I'm up here, all performers. It's not the money. It's look at me, Ma. Can you watch me, Ma? Look at me, Ma. And if your mother watches, you'll show up till you're exhausted. Mother gives you a nixo, you'll freeze. Milwaukee, elderly people sitting inside, but real old people. The people 20 are old, with Howard suits and bell-bottom pants. They're kind of real degenerate Howard suits that are gray rayon. Brown shoes and those silk stockings with stripes of them. The reason I get inhibited with older people, I feel all I can tell old people is thank you, I've had enough to eat. Then after that, it'll be a pass. And there's a continual argument, as that cat that got custody of his kids, if you question him, challenge him, hey, isn't it kind of rough for you now? You're a working stiff. You go to work and you raise your kids, and I have them staying with my parents, then you're really full of shit, man. That's true, get even. No mother can be unfit if she wants her kids. That qualifies her right in front. No matter what you say, Daddy, a child is a woman's thing. You've heard a lot of times that Jewish mothers are the best mothers of mama's heart. That kind of. If good mother means mother that does all for her kid, doesn't want anything in return, negresses are the best mothers. Empirically, every colored cat I know can go home at 40 years old with no money. That's it. I had a chip in before I left the pad. You can go home at 40 years old with no money, I'm going to bring my six kids. Your mother will raise you at 40 and with six kids with no bread at all? That's right. Wash windows and wear men's shoes. Oh, yeah. Would want my sister to marry one of them, definitely, man. Your kid is better off with a wife that sleeps with a different guy every night than with grandparents. Grandparents don't make it. No kid 6 years old is happy in the house that gets dark at 7 o'clock.
Old people are always reading. Reading and reading newspapers that have no funnies. And they smell weird. And there's no fun going in your grandfather's top drawer opposed to your father's. What's that?
Pow! What are you hitting me for? Because you know too much ready and get outside. They're balloons. If I got a shot in the head in the house, they're balloons. They're not balloons. Yes, they are. My father would never lie to me. They're balloons. You and Hoove and your father are dumb bastards. They're not balloons. I go shit in your fist and squeeze it. They are so balloons. My father don't lie to me. 30 years later. Men, the general surgeon of the United States Army. Men, the women you've seen in these training films. The women you bump into in Mayor's Hill, Kabir, and NL Turk.
That's a very impressive speech, sir, but I'm sorry, I just couldn't wear a balloon.
Watch out, Schneider. I couldn't wear a balloon, sir. They're not balloons, son. Oh, yeah, they are. My father told me they're balloons. I can't wear them. They're really weird, that's all. They're not balloons, sonny. Yeah, I'll have my father talk to you. I got to go through this again. Christ. It's just weird. It's like, come to bed, darling, since I put my balloon on. I can't do that. It's dumb, man. They're terrible. What a horrible thing to hear. Are you wearing anything? Christ, an axe in my head. I'd like to have some conundrums, please. What are you buying these for? Well, the girl I'm going out is diseased. Well, that's nice. No offense, darling. You know. Went to the sewing for in Connecticut, okay. Fellow with a cap coming in to beat Nick. Dig this, man. The reason I work with Kyle hit on me. Look, I got a club in Milwaukee. You'll do very good there. I don't think so, man. I think I'll bomb there. You're going to do great. You have a lot of fun. Do you bowl? I can't explain that, but I just, it's weird. Now, I'm ashamed of the prejudice, the bigotry that I have, that I would prejudge a town. I figured I'll try it. I'll work it. First thing that frightens me, they've got a dinner show at 6:30 at night. 6:30? People go to a cafe at 6:30 at night to see a floor show? Alright, so you got a big dinner crowd here. The waitresses. Is Milwaukee a dead town where a cab driver asks you where to get laid? That doesn't even figure, man. It's completely over. Now, I go in, right? I look out the curtain there. People look familiar. Never been to Milwaukee before. Oh, Christ. These are the Grey Line tours before they leave. This is where they live, all those people. All right? Do the first show. I'm on for 20 minutes, and the people are staring in disbelief. Now the shock wears off. You start to hear, what's schmuck mean? I don't know. You know what schmuck? It's schmick. Schmick and poots. Pats. Schmuck. Bread. Dig. Cool. Schmack. Rizball. Gishman. Doze. What the hell's he talking about? I don't know. What schmuck? These are Jews asking this now. Then a great truth comes to me. Up to that time, I would ever hear the term New York Jew. Pow! Really smack of anti-Semit. But I start to think, are there any Biloxi Jews? No. El Paso Jews? When schmuck turns into smuck, ain't gedemte. And by the way, schmuck, if you're interested in the meaning of the word schmuck, it's a German word. And it means literally a man's decoration as a boutonniere, a lapel watch. I defy any Jew here to every time you've neologized and gave it a different inference, such as you're acting like a man's penis. Never. The usage of the word is, we drove in from Yonkers. Who did all the driving? Me like a schmuck. And since when did me like a schmuck mean me like a schmuck? Unless you're a faggot Indian, whole white man, me like a schmuck. Then you're cool and keep it in the house then if you like it. But if you ruin it, like everybody else, you have to keep it outside, so. Now, get off the floor, the owner goes, Lenny, Christ, we had 35 walkouts. I saw it, man. Whew. I never heard you do that religious bit, Jesus. I mean, I know it's full of shit, you and I, but boy, we're going to get a lot of beefs here. Okay, I'll take this out, that out, and I got to start with the audience. Like, this toy, how about this toy? This toy, this toy, this toy. 1,500 people, the oil painting. I'm doing Frank Dell. It's a play within a play. And now I really start to sweat. The owner says, look, come here, I want to talk to you. Yeah? Haven't you got anything that don't get people pissed off? I never thought of it that way, man. It's just, now it's Saturday night. I'm completely out. And I'm doing these kind of bits. Okay, folks, First, Bob White. Now, a Rhode Islander. Okay, now, the owner decides, maybe, okay, the chef is really confused, the desserts aren't moving. Everybody's leaving after the soup, and he's completely flipping out. Now we go to the men's room, and there's kids in the men's room. There's bikes outside the club. There's boys in this men's room 4 years old. Now I start to see some beauty in the men's room. I see these kids 4 years, they're in awe of this men's room. This is the first time they've ever been in a place their mother isn't allowed in. They can't figure it out. Your mother, she's not allowed in here, just not even to get something, not for a minute. Come out of there, now everybody's making wet and you can't come in here. Go outside the club now, and the owner said, look, I figured out, I'll introduce you and I'll cushion it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the star of our show, Lenny Bruce, who incidentally is an ex-GI, and he's a hell of a performer. He's backstage now with his mom, who's visiting him, going to see the show. That's a hell of a kidder. You know, show people are all kidding up here. It's all, he may talk about the Pope, narcotics. It's all a silly make-believe world. He gets walkouts. The guy introduced me, loses about 65 people now. Now, I'm a good walker anyway, man. And we try walking, walking. There's nothing to do. There's one gas station. And this cat is hardly stimulating. Let me see the grease rack go up again. What's this machine here? It's conundrums. Do you sell many? I don't know. Are they good conundrums? Oh, what the hell are you bothering me with conundrums? Well, look, can I buy one? If I don't like it, bring it back. Get the hell out of here. I'll share a box with you. You're getting crazy. Now, these guys are lonesome. I know because I get ready to split. The guy goes, Lenny, what? Want to see a clean toilet? All right. Nothing to do. You've been in a lot of toilets, right? Well, I guess so, yeah. You ever see a toilet as immaculate as this? It's beautiful. Don't lie to me.
But I lie about something like that, man.
You could eat out the floor, right? Certainly could. You want a sandwich? No, it's fine.
It's a beautiful toilet, man. It's terrific how you got it.
Never had to flick on the light for... terrific. And money is it?
The key. I'll give you the key.
Why, people steal a lot of shit from here? All right, now I go back to the club there, and the owner is waiting. I always manage to just be a little late for the show there, you know, try to make the club close by the time I get back. And I'm staying at the Show Business Hotel. The other show people, one guy runs a movie projector. That guy sells Capizio shoes. That's the affinity with the industry. Now, the owner's got some different plans. He's had a stroke. He's out of the hospital now. And I'm really starting just to crack the ice a little. I get back as a waitress. It's a couple, one, oh, the waitresses are beautiful. Dig, they go to, see, well, at least the chicks have got some attractive figures. They go to Vegas, they see the chicks' high asses and their stockings. So they figure it's the costume. They have poor schleppy waitresses, hunchback with platform, Kitty Kelly ankle, crippled feet. And they're walking around a Gatka sauna, uncomfortable. They got their net stockings sewn up so much like varicose veins. There's a couple want to meet you. I sit down, Stalzo wife with a kind of dotted Swiss dress, kind of you can see through and you don't want her. Those red nay-nays with a talcum powder, with a cameo brooch. Guy says, you from New York?
Originally.
What'd I tell you? Did I tell you?
They just told her, man.
We got a lot of relatives in New York. We live in Rochester. That's not New York, man. Rochester, Canada, Harry, Gloversville, that's where they manufacture things. Well, look, I tell you what, my wife, we'd like to have you over for dinner. I know you eat a lot of crap on the road. That's what their concept is. What do you have like crap on the road? I always have that. The reason I like crap on the road, it's light. What I do is I usually take a little crap on the road, throw it in a blender, a little lessons. I don't know what it spells in alphabet. Who knows? It's a different name. Thought it was Lenny Ross. As if it was Lenny Ross. I told you it was Lenny Ross that's singing here. Okay, we're going to do our bit now where we turn all the lights out and, we're going to have a blackout now. Just we're going to complete blackout, all lights out. Out, I'm going to do a very good trick for you. May I kill these lights, please? Okay, these out too. Out, damn spot. Benny, you don't know, boy. That's what ruins it here. A lot of people coming in. Yeah, we go to a club. You don't know how many complaints we have about the lights. This is called... actually, strange. I'm going to do something now. It's very good. I'm doing the filthiest thing I've ever done now. It's out, folks. Okay. Okay, boss, I'm getting even with you now. It's out, and it's out. Soon you'll be able to see it when your eyes get accustomed to the light. It's out, and it's vicious. When I wave the coat, we're all going in. As you know, it's called consorting. You know, the reason I turned the lights out, I assumed that there were people that were, you know, just would like to leave, and I would save you the embarrassment, you know. Getting off the lights, but apparently you're not. That's really weird. Now you're going to stay, you're going to get it. As you know, I got a lot of money and friends in high offices. So that allows me a lot of license to do some pretty disgusting things. Now, there's all ways of, you know, a lot of guys come up here, they expose themselves, they get arrested right away. Not me. Soon as I do, hands up, you'll see it all. Everybody, the waitresses are frightened, they know. You see, what I've structured here, anybody who doesn't like me gets it when they get outside. Not for me, but 8 trained Doberman pinchers. They don't bite you, but they violate you sexually. Not just once, either. They've got a good memory. Wherever you go in the market, that's all. Oh, God, he comes with Dobermans. They're trained so four watch. Okay, for the rest of the crowd. Or I'm falling in love with someone. I hear a voice of dissent back there. Hey, you Scustamardo. Scustamardo. The fellow on the controls here. This shows you how insane I am. I tape all the shows, so in case I got a court, there's no words that are missed. What the hell is the point? That's really weird. Opening next month, we're having the Passion Play. Not many big names on St. Clements, and we're having these two Latin bands that are fighting it out. On stage with tire irons and chains. Fidel Castro stink! It's a new type of Latin festival where the people are at home in their native habitats with razors and there are other vicious methods they use. No offense to the Sinaloa who have been smuggling people in for years. I'd like to question these four people sitting ringside and know what the motivation is. I haven't got it figured yet. Kate Smith is not coming on. She's late again. It's a bad cold, and you're late, Kate. I'm hip. I don't like to knock anybody, but Kate put out a lot. You know what I mean? She wasn't no angel. Her and Sophie Tucker. Al Hippel is an old Jewish woman. A lot of people can... We had the other Al Hippel, the singer. This is Ada Hibbler. He's laughing up there. Lecher you. Okay, Al is coming on soon, who, I don't want to tell anybody, but he gave it to a lot of white broads. They get all they want, them guys, because they got, you know what they got? They got a wang on them. All right? Don't worry, you don't have to see to do that, Jenny. We got a... That's what happened to Stephen Fetcher, to ask anybody. Could have been a hell of a trooper today, but got to fool around with the white women. That's what they do. Him and who's the other guy? Pat O'Brien. All right. I mean, I don't mind them as long as they keep in their place. Locked in their rooms. All right, I think I'll do the one-tone poem. Ooh. A few words now about the Hawaiians. And Jonathan did spark a thought there. And the largest unpatrolled border, John Nesbitt, Canada. Are there any Canadians here? You should be ashamed of yourselves. You started the same time we did, and you've got three dumb cities. You're dumbbells, you know that, don't you? The reason the border is unpatrolled is that you're just useless. You haven't done a thing up there, but... And that's not yours, Niagara Falls. Don't claim credit for it. And your allies, the Eskimos, it's a shame. Embarrassing dummies. Eskimos are dummies. They do nothing but appear in the Art Linkletter show. You ask for it.
Okay, Mr. Linkletter. Shook, look, look, look.
Hello, Chief. How are you there? Smells like a piss in a radiator. Get him out of here. Weird Eskimos.
Hello, Chief of the Locker.
When you make that canoe and get the hell out of here, and get off that piece of blubber, you animal, you. Here's the chief's wife, her lovely rotten teeth here, smiling in the camera. Alexander King's old lady, I can never kiss her. Feh. The junkie Mark Twain. And now kids say the darndest things. Another child molester, that weirdo. And the little girl said, wee wee, isn't that smart? That's very nice, Mr. Lincoln. That's very cute there. I'd like to certainly thank the waitresses, the one with the inverted nipples, and you know which one you are, too. Don Sherwood will be driving tonight, so I want to stay in the houses, and that's right. And so he did kill a couple of people. What the hell, everybody? That's a good thing you boxed out of your nut, you're driving. You're looking at a man who's never driven drunk. Thank God to narcotics. Pull up. You're going a little fast here, weren't you, son? Look, officer, we all have a drink once in a while. Shut up. Don't take that to me. I'm just doing a job. Well, it's okay. You're a citizen. You're working for me, officer, and I want to tell you I don't deserve this ticket, and I'm going to chew up that book of yours. I'm going to stay up here till 6 in the morning, and if anyone comes at me, the coast's coming up. Like that. I know. That's a note for me. Do you hear? All right, may I have it? Oh, the people ask for the check, eh? You know, you like to have a good time, Stella? Want a dress? You buy Polo? Oh, yes, I'll leave you with that thought about, in case any of there are Polish people here, and also dummies. Polish people, you're not too bright, you know that. You're good people, you make good maids, but that's it. Maids, and you stopped with the Kosciuszko Bridge. It's that you won't change your name, Staszek, Jadziu, and Wadziu. Gawumki, Polak. Hello, Polak. Polaket. Oh, it's beautiful. In Australia, they've got Germans who speak with British, and they really screwed up. He said, what you doing there, blokey? That's the guy there, going to the bloke. And if there are any Filipinos here, stop coming quick and giggling. The old-timers know about that. That's right, there could be four old hookers. What am I talking about? And it was mother, God bless her.
Tonight. Tonight, my friend. The reigns of Ranchapur. Count Dracula. My friend.
Oh, well, shucks now, Mr. Lugosi. Skippy, I want you to just take care of Mommy, all the girls that work for Mommy, and Mr. Lugosi, what do you want a girl sucking everybody on the neck for?
You don't understand. There is more to it than sucking people on the neck.
Hey, Mr. Lugosi, I'm the superintendent here. You're going to have to knock off that horseshit sucking everybody's neck. Now, if it was going over, God bless you, but I'm getting a lot of beefs, and I'm the superintendent, you're going to have to get the hell out of here now. Now, it's the year of the Jewish faith, I assume. Well, I don't know where the hell you come from, but it's not going to go over here. People don't like you sucking their neck, and they told me that. If it's going over, that's okay. He's here? All right. All right, I'm not going to do the Hitler bit. And these four ladies came in especially to see me. And the fellow passed away, and they still stayed. He's not coming back from the men's room because he fell in the urinal. Okay, I'm going off now through the bricks. And after Latin dancing, we're having a spring festival. Then June through July, we're having the roller derby and the dike punching contest. It's a new thing that we're innovating here. It's called Punch a Dike for Hanukkah.
Do you know about dikes, the women from the last generation? Do you know that that lady that was the good bowler was a dyke? A dyke. A lady lover. A lesbian. Dear me. Not the Mathy Room.
I'm going to tell you one thing that I did do it to one movie star, Maria Spenskaya. She put out for everybody, but anyway. I said I wouldn't talk, but what the hell. Found out she chippied, and that's it. Here goes Benny with Voss. They just did a good choking scene in the basement. Good night. And I don't mean to name drop it. God bless you. Audience.